כן עשה ולא רואי לנו ראי עמיד עשינו תהלם ורקים למען חול לא רואי כן עשה Alim Vereki Anisham Allah Ve'agub Allah Chusab Alam Allah Anisham Allah Hidirarara Shamalach Ve'aguf Alalach Usa Alamalach Anishamalach Leman Choy Eloi Kenu Ase Alevereikim Ancho Eloikeinu Aser Eloilanu Yeye Amidaseinu Vavu Alevereikim Ancho Goy aleinu Lihim לחמושיינו לרחיאס הבמשים.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. You know, it's right before Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Tov. There's so much going on. Thursday night football, actual football here in Boca Raton. So many things that we could be busy with, but to be able to come out, be able to learn a little Torah before Shabbos, but before Yom Tov, means a lot to me. So thank you so much. A learning should be Yitzchus for Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, for David Henich Mordechai Befer de Simcha, so Shechal Yechal Yisrael, for all class of Ksivich Simcha Vagiga Ben Shir. This year we have the pleasure, the Yitzchus, of learning the Torah, the drushes of the Klozner Magen Rebbe, Yitzchus Yogan Aleinu. Before we get to the Klozner Magen Rebbe's words from 1971, before Tchiya Shofar, which is going to be where that's the drush we're going to learn tonight. Just to start off with the parsha, we can't forget about the parsha. Atem Nitzel Mayom Kolchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're standing before today. Fnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing Hashem before Hashem your God today. So Zohar of him is he tells us that Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. As the Chiddush Sharim, what's the word Kolchem doing there? Kolchem to me seems to be so extraneous, a fancy word. Seems to be so extra. Atem Nitzel Mayom. Finished. Why is that? Atem Nitzel Mayom Kolchem. And then he goes Shavteichem, Shavteichem, Roshachem. Then he gets specific. What's Kolchem? So says Chiddush Sharim, an amazing thing. And then this is the topic for tonight. He says, you want to know how to have Rosh Hashanah, Tam Nitzel Mayom, Kolchem. Do it all together. Do it as one nation. Do it as one people. You daven Rosh Hashanah, you're not just davening for yourself. You're having your whole community in mind. You're having your friends in mind, your family in mind, all of Klal Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael in mind. That's the vort. You say a story about Rav Chanan Wasserman. We said this earlier in the week, but I think it bears repeating. Rav Chanan Wasserman refused to get an aliyah, take an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. And they always asked him, what's pshat? You'll take an aliyah on any other yantah, but why not Rosh Hashanah? He said, if I take an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, I'm by myself. Hashem is singling me out. And he's going to say, hey, Wasserman, you know, you were a little short this year. Rav Chanan wasn't, so he used outside. But he didn't want to be separate from the tzibur. As soon as you get an aliyah, you're separate from the tzibur. That's the same thing we said from the Meshech Chachma. Someone wants one down from the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, don't down for me. Down for Chol Yisrael. You have me in mind with Nischus the Tzibor. The Tzibor itself has a tremendous Nischus. As soon as you start taking yourself away from the Tzibor, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibor. Don't take yourself away from the Tzibor. The whole essence of Rosh Hashanah is just try to sneak in with the Tzibor as one family, one nation. So now we come to the Rebbe's words. The Klozner Magen Rebbe writes, 1971. You're talking about 25 years after the Holocaust, 26 years after the Holocaust. 26 years. Yud Kei Vav Kei after the Holocaust. And he writes in the Drasha before Tikkat Shofar, and he says in the Medrash, he actually quotes the Yisham. Yisham is in Rosh Hashanah, from the third line down. B'nog sheba'olam adam yodea sheyesh lo din. Lo v'shchorim mis'atif shchorim migdel zikna. No one in the world, when if a person has a judgment, what do? Says the Klozner Magen Rebbe that you're from the Yashami. They wear black clothes, and they wear black clothing. Maybe they grow out their beard a little bit. Ava Yisrael einam kain, but the Jewish people are different. Kain eloivshim levainet levanim, they wear white. Right? That's the custom to wear white. This from this Yashami. And they know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do miracles for them, and they're joyous and they're happy. And it says the Klozner Magen Rebbe, it seems to be so odd. You have a judgment day, and then you go home. You're having like a meal. Judgment day, like you think like you'd be like sitting in fear. Like, what's going on over here? Why are we different? How are we different from the rest of the world? What does this mean that they're wearing black, we're wearing white? What is this, a Donald Trump rally here? What's going on here? Anti-Colin Kaepernick? You saw that 5 million views, that kid who was burning those Nikes? Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. So the Klozner Magen Rebbe goes on and he quotes the Medrash. Ashrei Adam Yodea Trua. We're going to say this pasuk. Praiseworthy, before it's Kiyush Shofar, praiseworthy is the nation who knows my Trua. It says the Medrash. Ella, what does it mean, Ashrei Adam? Ashreyam Elu Yisrael Sheyodin Loratas is born Betrua. What does this mean? That praiseworthy is the nation. Praiseworthy is the nation who knows how to, Who knows that again on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good side? Through Dafka, the Tekiyah Shofar, through the Trua. But what's going on over here? Why Dafka? Are we happy on Rosh Hashanah? Why do we do it all together in white? And why specifically, the Trua is what actually brings us the Kapara, brings us the Atonement. So let's say the idea outside and let's say the idea inside. It's safe in the Sfarim, specifically I've seen this, the Bnei Yisrael brings it down, the Kesei Yisrael of Alexander brings it down. So if you look at the word Trua, right? Trua means like the shofar blast. Do. That's a Trua. It's a broken, it's something that's broken. But the Sfarim say that Trua is also a Lashon of Reyes. It's a Lashon of friendship. It's a Lashon of unity, of Achtus. Now looking back at that Pasuk, Ashrei Ha'am Yodea Trua, praiseworthy is the nation. It's not just know who had a blow shofar. Praiseworthy is a nation who knows what race is all about. And when they come to that, they all have a judgment day, they're not thinking about themselves, they're thinking about their friends. They're not just worried about their own parnasa for this year, they're worried about their friends' parnasa. They're not just worried about their own learning. When they say Shana Tova to our friend, what Tzadok says, they're not just saying Shana Tova, they're saying Shana Tova, you should have a year of Torah. Shana Tova, Ki Lecha Tov Nasati Lechem. Torah is Tov. You're wishing them that Torah take a year. So you want to know what the secret of the Jewish people is, that when we have the judgment day, we're besimcha because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is our father. The judge is our father. It's like the Vilna Gaon says, when you walk into that, you have the juries there, everyone's guilty, but you look up, and who's the judge? The judge is your father. But the judge is only your father if you know how to treat Eli, if you know how to treat Avi, and your sister. One sister, right? The judge is only your father if you know how to treat your family. I always say, like in the school, my daughter asked me for candy. So I said, "Here, I'll give you candy, no problem." But if like I'm not giving her candy, she smacks her sister in the face, or she, I don't know, kicks her when I'm not looking. Not that I'm God, I'm just trying to get the mushroom. Relax, everybody. Says the cousin Rebbe, you want to know what it's all about? It's all about Reyes. And you're davening on shofar. When you're thinking the shofar, to obviously be yotze the mitzvah. But you're thinking about others on Rosh Hashanah, that brings you simcha, that brings you Kadosh Baruch Hu simcha. Because all a parent wants to see that their children get along. If you look on the bottom page too. What does it mean, Yom Trua? Miloshen Reyes v'achva. As the Pasuk says, Utruas Melechbo. Right, if you look at the Rashi by crowning the king, Truas Melechbo is Reyes, is having love. That everyone cares for each other. Shesamach b'simchas shechavero. That a person is besimcha for his friend at his friend's wedding or bar mitzvah, even might not be his kid, but he's a besimcha as if it's his own. Mitzar b'tzara yosu mashahayu sanecha mitzara atzma. And God forbid it's the opposite. And if his friend is lacking, he feels that his other friend's lacking is his lacking. He feels at the end of the day, he feels one with his nation. Matthew, if you look at page 3, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the love that we have for each other. And then he says, that's the opposite of the Umas Olam. Because what does it mean to be black, that they're wearing black? That they're just thinking about themselves. That they're lacking this ability to, right? Someone wears something black, right? There's something down. They don't care about how they look. Maybe it could be black, maybe it's black tie. Ooh, black tie. And it means that you don't care. Like I forgot, someone says that your face is Rosh Hashanah, make sure to smile. Your face is a public place, make sure to smile. So when you wear black, it says you only care about yourself. But white, and you're doing it b'simcha, you're doing it for love, you're caring for other people, that shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you care for each other. That you want to be able to come together as one. And that's the Medrash, Ashrei Ha'am. What does it mean that they know how to, on the bottom of page 3, that they know, says the Chazon Rebbe, you just imagine, 26 years after the Holocaust, everything that they went through. He says, you want to know how to have a good ksimatov, a good geben shjur? Make sure that it's not just about Ashrei Yodea Trua, that you know how to blow the shofar right, and that the tekiyahs are right, and the shvarim is right, the trua is right. The trua, the reyes, the achtus, the achva, the shalom is there. Kihu rotes yeshalom v'achtus b'Yisrael. All Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. He wants to see the achtus. He wants to see the Jewish people getting along. And that's the whole essence of the entire day of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, you have to learn Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down by the post to learn Mishnayos. Dafka, it's a machlokas whether a person should sleep. The number one thing of Rosh Hashanah, Tehillim, obviously, super important. Tehillim, Rosh Hashanah, and when I show super important, brought down by all the Svarim. But the number one thing is when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you show your father you're not just worried about yourself. You're not just worried about your own wide receiver skill, points and your own fantasy team. You're worried about everyone. You're worried about your friends and family. And that's the vort. Rav Pam, we like to say this every year, but we'll say it again. Rav Pam once was coming into his yeshiva and he scheduled the shiur. And the title of the shiur was The Most Important Time of Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, when's it going to be? We're all guessing HaMelech, and Sound of Tokyo, Kedusha, the shofar. And he gets up to, and he got up that shiur night and he said, most important time for Rosh Hashanah, where we get judged the most, he says, right when you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah. Remember from last year. Right when you leave shul. And I asked him, what's Peshat? And he explained in the shir, he says, it's very easy to crown a king, to crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu king when you're in shul. You hear the shofar blast. But what happens when you go home, and someone makes a joke about the chazan being a little too long, maybe the chazan didn't know all the best nagunim, or the guy who blew shofar took him a little long. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh yeah? You didn't get the secret. Ashrei Adam Yodea Trua. Praised be written is a nation who knows the Trua, who knows what it means to be a Trua Digger Jew. Reyes. Trua comes from Reyes. That's what Pam says. That's why I always try to be so careful. When you leave Shul, it happens all the time. People are always schmoozing this and that, maybe because they can't sit for so. They always need to find conversation. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, are you getting along? Are you sincere? Are you genuine? Or are you just genuine and Shul on things around the line? Because the whole day Rosh Hashanah. And it's a whole thing for the Atzeres Mitzvah, obviously. You know, just throw it out the window. But Rosh Hashanah is the day of the coronation of the king. Ein melech b'olam. You need to have a king, but first you have to have a nation first, Chazal say. You can't have a king without a nation. You want to crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu king, first you have to be together, you have to be a nation, to be unified. Just the last thing we'll say, and we'll end with a negative. Kedushas Levi was once looking for a Baal Tukeya. He was looking for someone to be to blow the shofar in his Beis Midrash. And one person came here, one person came there, one person who knew all the Kabbalistic stuff of the Arizal. Kedusha Levi said, no, thank you. And every person even asked, he said, what do you think of him? And didn't do it for him. And there's no one left. Finally, there was like one more knock at the door, the Beis Midrash, and this guy came. And Kedusha Levi said, thank you so much for coming. Like, what do you think about when you blow the shofar? He said, I'll be honest with you. When I blow the shofar, I just think of my four daughters. My four daughters are eligible to go to find Shidduchim. I tell their Bonashom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm blowing shofar for you. I'm asking, I'm begging now, try if you could just do a little something for me, for my four daughters who are looking for a Shidduch. The Kedushas Levi got up and said, exactly. Someone who's so sincere and genuine, care about others. You're not just thinking about big things. You're thinking about your family, you're thinking about other people, you're thinking about other Shidduchim, and you're thinking about someone but yourself. That is someone who I want to blow to Kedushas Shofar. And when a person wants to know what to think about the Kiyush Shofar, think about the someone who's sick in your community, Chabon Otzlan. Think of someone who can't have kids. Think of someone who couldn't find a Shidduch. Think of someone besides yourself. And with that, says the Chozom Rebbe, that's the way to be able to have a Ksivich Simen Tovo. And that's the way, Ashay Olam Yodeya Truo. You want to have a good year? You want to have a good inscription and a good signature? Make sure the king knows that you care about his people. Which we zocha, to be able to not only say this, but to live it, Be'ez Hashem. If we do this, I'll feed some total good given share for us and for all of Chai, so Be'ez Hashem. Everyone, let's go. Kishmak, kishmak, kishmak to be a yid. La 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 la, hey na na de a yid. Aha, aha, ay ay ay, kishmak to be a yid. Kishmak to be a yid. Ay 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 ay, kishmak to be a yid. This is what I tell about them. This is what I tell about them. This is what I told them. Did it da 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 da. Yes, me hobo, hobo, ben, mahos, ha. Yes, me hobo, mahos, ha. Shine me shabbos, the corey. The corey, man. Did it da da. Shabbos, toy, that's all. Shabbos, toy. Kodesh, Hoya, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Meridai, Shabbos Kodesh, Hoya, Shabbos Kodesh, Hoya, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, convince your Jiva Mamish, thank you.